A report from the National Council on Disability finds that nearly one in three women with disabilities on college campuses has experienced some type of sexual assault. A survey at Ohio State last year also looked at sexual assault on campus. It showed similar results. With me to talk about that is OSU's Americans with Disabilities Coordinator, Scott Listener, and thanks for taking the time.
Thanks for coming.
Lay out the numbers for us. Just how widespread of a problem is sexual assault against disabled women at Ohio State?
So the survey that we have says that 31% of the women with disabilities who responded to the survey identified some form of unwanted sexual contact or assault. It compares to 18.6% of the women without disabilities reporting similar activity. So it is in line with that report from the National Council on Disability that it is a much higher rate.
Are you concerned about that number, that percentage?
So I'm going to answer that two ways. One is I'm concerned about any percentage in this particular context. But yes, and there are a couple of factors that impact women with disabilities, perhaps differently than it impacts the average college student. So they are, at least some of the women are more dependent on attendance and individual assistance, which puts them in situations that may entail risk. Culturally, there's been a lot of social barriers for women with various disabilities, whether they're physical or psychological. And in seeking out a wider cultural environment, a wider friendship group, that also tends to put individuals at risk.
Are there any precautions that Ohio State takes to protect disabled women from this type of assault?
So we do two sets of things. And one of those is in our education around Title IX, around sexual assault, around relationships, in our education, in our services, in all of the programming that we do. We work very hard to both ensure that that programming is done accessibly for a variety of potential disabilities and to ensure that we reach out to our known population of women with disabilities.
Is this a problem that's gotten better or worse in recent years?
I think our knowledge of it lets us know the numbers are there in ways that in previous years we did not. Historically, students with disabilities are not included in national survey data and local survey data based on those national surveys. So we're much more aware of the issues than perhaps we were 5 years ago. I think that the effort to make sure our training and outreach is accessible will probably show up as starting to impact those numbers.
And what training are you talking about?
Through the residence halls, through our Title IX office, through our freshman year experience program, through our wellness program, through our Greek system. I could go on. We have a range of programming around relationship management, sexual assault, responding to unwanted behavior.
Are there any kind of patterns when it comes to the perpetrators? Do they tend to be friends?
It seems to follow roughly the same pattern that it does for all other students, for all other individuals. So it is most likely someone you know and not a stranger. It is most likely a friend or an acquaintance or a colleague of some sort that you have a baseline social relationship with.
The number of assaults against disabled women compared to non-disabled women are startling. Is there the same kind of disparity when it comes to assaults against disabled men?
The numbers reported for men are lower on both counts for both disabled and non-disabled men across the board. But there is a considerable disparity. 7.9% of the male students with disabilities report assaults or unwanted attention, and 4.3% of the non-disabled population of male students report. So there is a recognizable differential that's problematic.
I've been talking with OSU's Americans with Disabilities Coordinator Scott Listener about sexual assault of disabled students. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.